Well, this is certainly the time of year that many of us are scrambling to buy gifts. So here's a question. As you're standing at the checkout line, how often do you use cash to buy those gifts? It seems these days most of us just whip out the plastic when we're at a store or shopping online. I know I was doing some holiday shopping yesterday, and I pulled out some bills from my wallet instead of the trusty credit card, and it seemed unusual to be counting out cash for the presents I was buying. So it got us wondering, what would America look like if we got rid of coins and bills? Well, let's put that question to someone who's been closely studying the pros and cons of digital paperless money. Miles Kimball is a professor of economics and survey research at the University of Michigan. Welcome to Stateside.
Well, thank you.
So, Miles, what would America look like if I was not reaching into my wallet and counting out tens and fives and handing over cash?
Well, I think the key thing I'd like to emphasize is that you could actually keep the cash around and get a lot of the benefits if we just said that the electronic dollars were the real dollars and the paper dollars were just an ancillary thing. They were kind of a subordinate, subsidiary thing. And the thing you want to do is make it so that we can stimulate the economy with monetary policy. So a lot of people don't realize that the reason we've had such a long recession is because the Federal Reserve was not able to lower the interest rate because of the way our system uses paper money.
Okay. And why is that?
Well, basically, if you tried to make the interest rate be negative so that the money would actually shrink over time, which would actually be what's needed to stimulate the economy,
okay,
then people would say, oh, I'll just keep a big pile of cash. I'll keep
money under the mattress.
Exactly. Yeah, money under the mattress. And because of that, the Federal Reserve is not able to lower the interest rate low enough to get the economy moving again.
Okay. So there's this big, turgid, sluggish amount of cash that is sitting there. It's not being used in
that sense.
Or it would
be.
I
mean, they don't even – the Federal Reserve doesn't even try to lower the interest rates because it knows that that would happen.
Explain a little more why being able to use electronic money, let's say my smartphone or my credit card, would stimulate the economy. How would that differ?
It just takes that limitation away from the Federal Reserve, and it's a big deal. When economists talk about it, they have a name for it. They call it the zero lower bound, and they actually talk about it a lot because it's a big, big problem. People may not realize it, but it's not just recessions that are a result of this limitation on what the Fed can do. It's also inflation, because the Federal Reserve, because it's worried about its ability to make interest rates low enough, feels it needs to have a little bit of inflation. If you took that away, if you took away that zero lower bound so you could have negative interest rates, then we could also have an economy without inflation and still be able to take care of recessions.
So I've read where you actually would like to see the government issue a credit card. Here you are. Here's your government issue credit card. Talk about that a little more.
Well, so that's a different proposal, and
okay.
I think in some ways that's a less radical proposal. We quite often have tax rebates when there's a recession where you mail everybody a check and maybe $200. And the idea is simply we could make that a much larger amount of money if instead of just sending people a check, you asked people to pay it back. So instead of $200 per person as a tax rebate, you could have 10 times as much. You could have a $2,000 per person, $4,000 for a couple. And to use that would then stimulate the economy because people could go out, they could make a down payment on a car, they could go out and buy some appliances. There are a lot of things that people could and would do if they had money available to them that they could borrow at a good interest rate like that from the government.
When do you believe our country will be digital money?
Well, it certainly gets easier with every passing year as more and more of what we do is with electronic money as it is. I think the key thing is once one country does it, I think a lot of other countries will start doing it. I think actually it's probably easier to do in some place like England that has a parliamentary democracy and they have one party controlling all the levers of power than here in the United States. So I think it's more likely that some other country will do it first. But once some other country does it, they'll get just such a big advantage. It'll mean their economy will hum along and do great, and other countries will say, wait a minute, not only Are people investing and consuming a lot in your economy? You're also exporting a lot. And they say, well, you should go to making the electronic money the real thing too.
I want to jump on that horse and ride it as well.
Exactly.
Very interesting. Miles Kimball is a professor of economics and survey research at the University of Michigan, talking with us today on Stateside. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.